Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph. Chalas Toide, Chalas Toide, Rekike Nozer. So he had in the Mishnah, a son la'atzmoy, if he made them for himself, ein yaitze ben. A son limker b'shuk, yaitze ben. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, Rashi is going to say the same thing in the Gemara, and Rashi will give, afilu lo shochat hazevach aleyem, v'lo lo koro shem aleyem, there was no shritas hazevach, there was no kriya shem, elo she'ason l'das came. That means we're speaking about chalas lachmei toide that were made, they're chulin, and they were made with an intent to be magdish them. But as yet, that's the whole problem. Zok the Gemara, Chalas Toide Rikike Nozer. Mino Hani Mili, why is it no good? Omar Rabbe, the Omar Kro, Ushmartem Es HaMatzis. The Pasuk says, Ushmartem Es HaMatzis. Matzo HaMishtameres L'Shem Matzah. Yotzes Azu, She'ein Mishtameres L'Shem Matzah, Elo L'Shum Zevach. So Rashi says as follows, Ushmartem Es HaMatzis. Ovid lo shmire l'shem matz. What does that mean? So Rashi says, kol shimu sha'ato mishamro sheloi tachmit. That means every pu'ula of shmire that you are doing to prevent chimutz, hiskaven, you should be mechaven that the shimu sheloi tachmit is l'shem matz shel mitzvah. Because I want to end up with a matz shel mitzvah. That is my motivation, and that is the reason why I am doing it. Then it's a kosher matzah. Yotzes ezu, the lav l'shem matzah shel mitzvahs Pesach ovid. Lo, since he did not make it for Pesach, elo l'shem matzah shel zevach, he made it for matzah shel zevach, so since that's his intent of making it, so the shmire is not for matzah shel Pesach, because I'm making it for a different purpose. That means there's no din asiyah by matzah. There's only a din shimur. But if he's making it for zevach, so he's not shomer it for Pesach. So memele, so we are missing the shimur l'shem matzah mitzvah. That is how Rabbi learns pshat. Rav Yosef Omar Omar Kro Shivas Yomim Matzah Yisteichelu Matzah Hane'echeles L'Shivas Yomim Yotzes azu she'eino ne'echeles l'shivas yomim elo l'yoyim v'layla. Zot Rashi. She'eino ne'echeles l'shiva v'la'acha yoyim v'layla havinoisa toide lachmei toide nozir are only ne'echel l'yoyim v'layla. Kedersiv u'besar zevach toida shlomov b'yoyim korbonoi. So the Teyus Kainim says from Kolbona you learn out that the Lechem is also becomes Noisa. The Bsar Zevach Toide Shlom is not on the Bosor, and B'yayim Kolbona we learn out, the Teyus Kainim learns that on the Lechem also. But good. So Memela we see there's a Din Noisa on the Lechem, it's only Necheliyim V'layla. Zot Rash, V'heiche D'loi Nishchat Aleyim HaZevach. If he did not Shech the Zevach, and we said Rashi in the Mishnah says it is speaking about that he did not shech the zevach, and he wasn't even magdish it. Is av helgav da achshav yesh la hetel l'shiva? Even now it has a hetel l'shiva. He could eat it. It's not kodesh. It's chulin. Miu ki avdo. But when he made this dough, lav l'shem matzah haruya l'mitzvah iskaven. He did not make it for Hamatza Haruya Lemitzvah Iskaven. Why? The Chiyavdo Adaite Leivsule B'yoyim Ubalayla Ovdo. Because he made it for, he wants to make it for Lachmei Toide. See, he made it for a matzah that after a day and a night will become post. The Islay Lerav Yosef Hodroshe Derabe. Rav Yosef also holds of the drosha of Rabbi, the be'inen shimur l'shem mitzvah, that you need shimur l'shem mitzvah. V'ahu kro somich, v'kert u'shmartem es ha-matzahis, that Rabbi brought, the whole Rav Yosef is working on that, with that posse. So what's the machloikis? U'bohop ligi. The machlokes is as follows. De nami ichaven lo nami leshimu matzes mitzvah. Lemeipik bo mishum toide u mishum matzah. That means an afkemine between Rav and Rav Yosef is as follows. A person, it's Yoim Yudalit Nissen. Now, with the economy the way it is, and with the price of Shmur HaMatzah the way it is, so this person had a brilliant idea. He has to bring Lachmei Toide. He has to eat matzahs tonight. So he had a Luish idea, so he's going to make matzahs. He has Enzinin. Bishas, is in Zinim, Bishas is making the matzahs. Why is he making the matzahs? For a twofold purpose. He's going to use this for the Lachmei Toide. He's going to use this for matzahs, matzah shel mitzvah. I made it as the Dinei Noisim mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, but this is not so far. About Kaponim, that was his intention. So, you ask him, why are you shomer it that it shouldn't be chometz? He says, two reasons. I'm shomer it because I need matzah tonight for Tzleil Pesach, and I need matzah for the Lachmei Toide. So, Memele Zazoy. So, according to Rabbi Machosakan, Rabbi only said, there has to be a shmire, the shmire of chometz has to be because of matzah shel mitzvah. I'm doing that. I have a shmire because of matzah shel mitzvah. I'm shemir. I don't want it to become rutz because I need matzah shel mitzvah tonight also. This is my shmura matzah tonight. I'm zichah doing it because of matzah shel mitzvah. And that what I'm doing it for another purpose for lachmei toide that wouldn't be gefellig. So I'm doing it for both. What is gefellig? No, Rabbi Yosef was machadish, but you're making a short because lachmei toide and matzah are stiridik. Why? Because if you're thinking for lachmei toide, so you're making a matzah that can only be eaten one day. Matzah shel Pesach has to be ruya l'shiva. So my dear friend, if you're thinking also for lachmei toide, so that's a machshove ha'poiseles for matzah shel el Pesach. Because by the matzah shel el Pesach, what are the characteristics of matzah? So one of the characteristics of matzah is you have to have a matzah ha'ru'uya l'shiva. So we'll give you a questionnaire. Are you interested in making hamatzah ruya l'shiva? So I'll tell you, frankly, no, because I want it also for my lachmei toide. And if I want it for my lachmei toide, so I don't want hamatzah ruya l'shiva. If you don't want hamatzah ruya l'shiva, so automatically it's possible for matzah shel leil Pesach. That is what Rashi says over here. The nami ichaven lo nami lishimu matzes mitzvah. Afilu is mechaven. He's a shmire. He's a shomer from chometz because he needs matzes mitzvah tonight. Lemeipak bo mishum toide u mishum matzah. Loinovik the bein in shimu. You have a shmire to end up with a matzah kol shive. Lishum matzah shenechol kol shive. You don't want to make a matzah kol shiva. You want to use it for lachmei toide. So you want to make a matzah which can only be eaten a day and a night. So memele. So that is a machshava ha-peiseles. That is a machshava ha-peiseles. So memele. And so therefore you're not. So it's a felt in shimu l'shem matzah because the shimu l'shem matzah has to have a matzah kol shiva. Now the chazanish is ma'orer. How do we have a person who wants to make lachmei toide erev Pesach? We had before that you'd gimel amid beis and mivin toide and mivin kochim lebeis absur. They didn't bring toides erev Pesach. So it could be talking. So Emerson, this kash is not gefelech. Because we had that you'd gimel amid beis. We mentioned the yifei anayim that the whole sugya. There's one man the other that holds mivim kochim lebeis absur. But there's a machlokes tanoim. Other tanoim hold mevi'im kochim lebeis absur. Another tanoim hold if a name is mevi'ah that they were makriv toides. They were makriv toides erev Pesach. So memele the kasha is tamazay nishkefela. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, we could say, he wasn't a lamtan. He didn't learn the psochem daf yud gimel on base. He thinks you could be makriv alach me toide. Third Teretzach, as Anish wants to say, maybe it's speaking about Pesach Sheni. Speaking about Pesach Sheni. But on this Teretzach, as Anish is Mesupik, because could be Pesach Sheni, you don't need a Matzari Yeshiva. He says, could be this whole din of Matzari Yeshiva is only applicable by Pesach Ish and not by Pesach Sheni. Okay, but this is Al-Kapodim, how to understand the practical aspect, how it's speaking about that he's making a matzah b'shvil lach meitoida u b'shvil leil Pesach. Zok te gemara weite. Tanya kevosei de rabbe, betanya kevosei de rabbe Yosef. Tanya kevosei de rabbe yochol yeitze yedei chayvosei b'chalo istoida u rikikei nosa. Tamboloim ushmaltem es hamatze, matza mishtameres lushem matze. Yotzezu sheine mishtameres lushem matze. He's not wise, so felt shimo lushem matze. Not that there's a machshova peiselis, but felt shimo lushem matze, elu lushem zevach. Tanya kevosi de rabbi Yosef, yochol yeitzi odom yedei chevosi bechala istoide reki kenoze. Tamboloim eshiva shomi matze stoichelu, you need matza necheles lushive. Yotzezu, you need something, you need a positive kavone, a shimo, to have a matzah nachelas l'shiva. Yotzezu, shein in nachelas l'shiva, elu liyim b'lai. Frag the Gemara, v'teipik lei, mi lechem oini. Mi she nechel baninus. Yotzeze, shein in nechel baninus. Fakert. Why do you have to bring a new drosha of matzah necheles l'shiva? And because of this drosha, a kavone l'shem lach meitoide, is a kavone peiseles for matzah. Forget about this drosha. There's a different drosha. We learned lechem oini, that matzah is such a lechem that is able to be eaten baninus. An oinin is permitted to eat it. Now, if he wants to use this for lach meitoide is not nechel ba'anin. So, memele, so you have the machshava apayselis. Forget about the shivas. Why in this new drosha? You have a machshava apayselis because of the din of lechem oini. Lechem a nechel ba'aninis. Let us see Rashi. V'teipik leidein in necheles lo'ino. V'lomo likro achin. Why do you need this new posik? You have to say, Rabbi Yosef brought a new drosha that it has to be nechel eshivin. This is on nechel yemechad. Lomo likro achin. So this is only a kasha of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi, there's no problem. Rabbi just said the whole chesom of lach meitoides because he wasn't mechavim l'shem matzah. Rabbi is very innocent. But the kasha is on Rabbi Yosef. Lomo likro achin. Why do you have to be mechadish a new posik? That is a din you need roi l'shiva, and therefore the machshava l'shem lach meitoide is a machshava peiseles. On this drosha, lach meitoide is a machshava peiseles, because you need matzah nechel baninis, and the chol kotshim asurim loinam. B'yevomis, os yilom b'kal v'choymer. Ma maiser akal omre teir lechalti ba'oini, b'sar kodesh chomo lekoshke. This is the kashan Rabbi Yosef. So he holds like Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Onyxi. That was Rabbi Yosef Aglili's drosh. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds you need lechem anechel baninus. The tan of this Baraisa holds like Rabbi Kiva. In fact, the Gemara, oh, he holds oni, the tapik lay the havale matzah shir. So if he holds lechem oni, so stamaze lachme toides posalon kavones, because they mixed shemen in it, so it's matzah shir. So if it's matzah ashire, so stamazoy, it's apostles. Why do you need the psapsul alts kavone? Omar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Reviyasi, how much shemen was put in already? There was a Reviyas aluk. Mischalekesi lekama chalos, and you divided up this Reviyas to kama chalos, so there was a minute amount of shemen that was used in the lachmeitoid, this wouldn't make it matzah shira, so therefore we need a new psul of matzah ruya l'shiva. It's very interesting, there's a machloikes, the Mogen Avrom and the Maral. The Mogen Avrom and Simen Tofayin Aleph Sif Kotten Hay brings the Shitas HaMaral and the Bach, but the Maral and the Bach say, a matzah ashire is only called a matzah ashire if it is made purely with meperis, or yayin shemen advash. But if you have mayim and meperis, you have mayim also, that's not called ashir. As Isaac the Bach and the Maral. So the Mogen Avraham asks a stira from Agamore. Agamore asked that typically als matzah ashir. Now, in Lachmei Toide, the Zichet, it was only a revius haluk for, we'll see, for 20 chalas, so what did they make the dough with? The Zichet was water there. The Zichet was water. The afal pike in the Gemara is the kasha type of lemisha matzah ashir. And the only answer is the amount of shema was so small that does it make ashir. Aber kaponim weiss doch ois, this is the Magen Avraham's kasha, weiss doch ois von unser Gemara, that you have matzah ashir with together with mayim and my payers. Zogt Rashi. Sova lo ke Rabbi Akiva, da omar la'el b'matzah shal ma'isa shein enofik. That you yoytze b'matzah shal ma'isa shein. Va'af agav da osa lo'inu, lo'idorish o'ini lo'shin o'ini, Avaninis ala oni kimisoiris. In fact, the Gemara of a Taipek lay, oh, kibin the dorish oni, olav matza aniyehi, dohoni loyshe b'shemen, revisi chatziluk shemen meivi l'toyta. You bring a chatziluk. V'chaitzeyu and you divide it. Chetzioi la'esa chalis v'esa rikikim. V'chetzi l'rbucha, m'mesechas noches perik shtei midis. Nizirus la isa rebucha la chalo isa rekikim la yamevi el revius. A revius aluk. Kedamrin in nami yosem. Hilkach. Revius shemen. La esrim chalois gdoilois shenasois misheva esroinois. Pochois shlish esroin. Nisorin. Nisorin is around 43 beim. So you have 7 chalos, which each one is the size of 43 beim. You divide it up minus a third of Isorin. Shazelhu Shiyun Gdwin Osn Batoida Ein Kan Oisha. Das heißt nicht kein Matzah Ashir. So Memele is, so that's why we have to say the Psul is because it's not Nechal Ashira. Fregte Gemore, Betepeklei, De Einon Necholois Bechol Moishavis. Again, a Psul Kabon. If he has intentions of using this for lachmei toide, so he wants to make a matzah that is not nechel b'chol meishavis, and matzah mitzvah has to be nechel b'chol meishavis. So memeil again. So why do you need this new drosh of ruy l'shive? The alter drosh is not good. Nish nechel b'chol meishavis. Omerish lokish zois aimeres chalois toide. The mechitzes kochim kalim. Lach meitoid is only nechol b'Yerushalayim. The mechitzes kochim kalim lifnim minachayim. Kedersiva chalto lefnei Hashem. V'chol nedorecha asher tidoy. So memeles, if he's making it for lachmei toide, so memeles, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'im yotzu nefsolin, dechsiva bosor basoda treife, kiven shiyosa bosor chutz lemchitzos oynesa. That if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it becomes nifsal. We learn this out of bosor basoda treife. Why do you say basode? Basode means it went out from its mokim, it went pachutz. So memele, it's also. Boso shiyotza chutzum chitzoso is nesa. I don't understand why Rashi felt it necessary to write the second nekude. It's 100% true that there's a psu yoitze and kochim kalim. But legabi the benegeya the gemoris kashe daxim is a felt nishtois. For example, we had the psul of b'chol meishvei seichem, l'gabi meiser sheni. We had this psul that it should be possible before without Rabbi Lozo, that if it's nitma it's nifta, there'd be a psul it's not nechol b'chol meishavis. Now, Maisa Sheini, is there a halacha if you take it out of Yerushalayim becomes kosel? I don't think there's such a din. You're not allowed to eat it out of Yerushalayim. It has to be nechel b'chol meishavet. So the first half of Rashi, l'chayre, is sufficient. It has to be, the pasuk says, v'achalto from Hashem aleikecha. So memel, it's not nechel b'chol ori Yisrael. So I don't understand why Rashi had to be meisiv, that if it goes out, it's kosel. I don't understand why this is a fine yediyah, but l'chayre, it's not necessary for us to know to understand the Gemara's kasha. Zok the Gemara, zoi semeres. That's a good kash. Why do you need this new drosha of matzah ruya l'shiva? Typically, b'chol meishvei sechem. Kosovo chalois toide rikike nozer ne'echolois p'noiv v'give. He holds that chalois toide rikike nozer wa nechol b'noiv v'give u'deloi kerab shimen. That means, we'll see soon, Bizman Noi Vegivain, they were Nechel Bechol Ore Yisrael. The like Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds the Oma Beperikama de Megillah, the like Korav Benoi Vegivain, the Hainu Boma Gedoyle, Ela Psochim, they were only Makrib Psochim, Bechoivais Akavu Alehen Zman. And choyves tzibur that were kavu lehem zman, tmidim, musafim, avul choyves she'ein lehem zman kavu aloi. But choyves that don't have a zman kavu, here we're speaking about kolbanes tzibur. They weren't makriv zman noi vegive. So lechoyre Rashi means to be koilo. Seems Rashi means to say that Shalmei Nozer, maybe Toida also, is also a din of a chayva. That means Aboch Hayovim Lahoides, and then a Nozer Zichem Achuyev to bring Shlomim, and it's not Kavu Alois Man. So Memele, so they never brought it in Gans. The Shaila is. That's what Rashi is going to speak about. The Gemara is going to say that Bizman Noi Vegivoin, what was after when there was a Beis Hamikdash and was Nechel B'Yerushalayim, Bizman Noi Vegivoin, Kochim Kalim, Nechel B'chol Eretz Yisrael. So the Shaila is though, were they Makriv this Kolbin Bizman Noi Vegivoin? That's the Shaila. So Rashi says Rab Shimon holds, that they were only makriv v'noi v'giva in psochim, and chayvis ha-kabu alem zman. Abul chayvis alem zman kabu aloi. So Memele Sarashi seems to be saying that a toiden, shalmei noza, chayvis ha-in kabu alem zman, the zichem won makriv it. So Memele, so according to Rab Shimon, this is no good. The loy kemandi oma b'perik basra dizvochim, kan v'kan bo migdoyle d'noi v'giva in, ובו מקטנה שהיועסה בראש גג, סייה בו מגדולה, סייה בו מקטנה, לקובו ליוחד, אלא אוילה ושלומים. Only an אוילה נשלומים, but no מנוחס. סמילה לך מיטוידה, or קיקי נוזר, they weren't מקב, only אוילה ושלומים. סמילה, according to him, you also didn't have a היכה תמצא of רקיקי נוזר בזמן נוי וגיבה. But Al-Kaponim, so this is a fair Tana. So this Tana holds that Bizman Noi Vegivoin, they were Makriv Shalmei Nozer and Kike Nozer and Chalas Toide. So now, so according to this Tana, Val Oison Shekovu Benoi Vegivoin, so now, Bizman Noi Vegivoin, so the Shaila is Bizman Noi Vegivoin, if a person will make lachmei toide, l'shem lachmei toide, and l'shem lel pesach. What's wrong with it? So bizman lo yivegiven, you can't say it's wrong because he's making it for a dovo that is not nechel b'chol meishoves. That's not true, because bizman lo yivegiven, lachmei toide, one nechel b'chol meishoves. So therefore he needs now a new posik, of Shiva Shamim Teichel Matzah, need a matzah real Shiva. That's what Rashi is saying. Oy son shekol ubenoy vegivain, hutzach lo virayim vishamartem es ha-matzahis, umi matzah techeilu Shiva Shamim, v'loy nofki, that you're not yoitze, mi b'chol meishvei seichem. This loheta b'chol meishavis. Because bisman lo yivegivein lach meitoide nerkike nozer chalis toide nerkike nozer this lo hatta b'chol meshavus shahayo loich lichon b'chol makim sheyirzu b'soich zman achiloson this nan beperik basra des vachim bo le lo yivegivein hutru abomis number one number two kodshe kodoshim necholim lefnim nakloim Kodshim Kalim or Maisa Sheni Bechol Ore Yisrael. Now Rashi is going to give us a brief summary of the halachas of Mokim and what Yomakrivan. So Rashi says like this: Actually, who come a Mishkan? Before that comes a Mishkan, Hayubomis Motoris Ba'avoyde Bebchoyres. Mishu come a Mishkan Avoyde Bekehanim V'Nesru Habomis. Obru es hayarden, behukvu begilgul zayn shekivshu vzayn shechilku, hayu abomis mutoris, zweit abomis mutoris. Bo le shiloi, laache shechilku, hukva mikvasham, hukva hamishkin sham, nesru abomis. Then the abomis become nesru. Pekulu meforish mikroi bebek basra desvoch. Chol vo shiloi, when shiloi became chorev, bimei eili, kshen nishba ha'orin be'eretz plishtim. Is Bo Lahem Lenoiv. Then they came to the city of Noiv. Loihoyo Shom Mishkan. Then there wasn't a Mishkan anymore. El Abayish Shel Avonim Hoya. Was Abayish Shel Avonim. The Hukva Shom Mizbeach Anachoishes. And there was a Mizbeach Anachoishes. Avol Orin Loihoyo Shom. The Orin wasn't there. There was a Mizbeach without an Orin. Sheherziruhu plishtim omad bekiryas yeorim esrim shone ad shemolach David till David haMelech became Melech veheviyoy letziyoy but till David took it letziyin so it was 20 years bekiryas yeorim so in Noiv we had a bayis there the Mizbech HaNechoshes was there that's called Aboma Gedoyla Aboma Sibo and in this man was that's Hutru Abomis, and then we have Aloha the Kodshim Kalim Nacholim B'chol Eretz Yisrael. Till David HaMelech brought the Oren to Tzion, U'Betzion Omad Ad Shebon Shloime Beis HaMikdash Kusiv Vayaviyu HaKahanim Esarein Bris Hashem U'Bizbeach HaNechoshes Hoya B'Noiv Kol Yimei Shol U'Shmur Mizbeach HaNechoshes was a Noiv. When David ran away to Noiv, and he asked for food, so they told him, "Ein lechem chayil el tachas yodik im lechem kodesh." Amusorim belifnei Hashem. Chol vonoi. Now, when Noiv became chorev al dvarze, because of this reason. That they gave lechem, they gave some sustenance to David and his people. Shahogam shol mibnei shenosnu lechem leDavid ubolam leGivayim nitin sham mizbech hanechoshes ad shebonu shloim mehabayis chosiv bedivrei hayom. So memele. So this is the case of Noiv veGivayim. So memele the Tana. Our Tana holds that the Bizman Noiv veGivayim lach meitoide won nikrav, even though it's not a chayve shekavulam zman, is bemele, so, in this zman, there wasn't a psul of b'chol meshvei seichem, because it was nechel b'chol meshvei, therefore we needed a different psul. Tanya, zook the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Loi, Sha'alti is Rabbi Elezer, Ma'o Sheyeitze Odom, B'chalo is Toide, Urikike Nozik. So, person Yeitze, Homa Ali, Loi Shamati, Beisnish, Bosi v'shalti v'nei Rabbi Yeshua, omali arei omru, chalistoy d'arki kenoz, it depends. Shason la'atzmon, ein lodam yoytze behem, not yoytze, limka b'shuk, yoytze behem, it matters, lachmei toyd, it matters what, chalistoy d'arki, it matters what his intentions were. Shebosi v'irtzeisi d'vom v'nei Rabbi Yeleza, when he came back to Rabbi Yeleza, omali ris, Shver, hein hadvorim shenemru lo lemoishe b'sinai. This is the chmamish teiris moishe, this is gerech. Lach meitoide, it depends. If it was a son la'atzmoi, so then it's not yoitz, a son limke b'shuk, he is yoitz. So he was very agreeable with the memra of Rabbi Yeshua. Ike da amri, no, he was very typical. This, hey, Advorim shenemru loy lemoishe b'sinai. Hein advorim shenemru loy lemoishe b'sinai. What's Allah lemoishe b'sinai? B'loy time boy. What's the difference? Or son la'atzmoy or son limke b'shuk? What's the difference? So to gemara v'taima ma'itak. What is the difference? Amar Rabbe kol l'shuk. If he's making it l'shuk, imluchim imluch. So he's undecided. Oma, im is damit. If I find a customer, so be for lach me toide. Yiloim is dabin. If I won't find a customer, eipot bo ano, so I'll be yoitze for leil pesach, for matzah shel pesach. Sogt Rashi. Bris shvur. Bika damri bit miya omalev chi hein dvor, loy boy taime, kaloch ala moishe misina, et sama zay exageris akosov. In fact, the gemore v'taime mai, gemore boy lo, v'taime mai, shason limker b'shuk l'tzerche toide, why is it that if hason limker b'shuk l'tzerche toide yaitze bem, im loy mochon, if he didn't sell it, so he could be yaitze himself, Harei loy nishtamro l'shem atze, elo l'shem zevach. So Rashi speaks out the kashas according to Rabbe. Rashi chapton Rabbe. He says, he bechlal, if he was osam limke b'shuk, so he did not make it l'shem atze. He made it l'shem zevach. So memele, so why is he yoytze? And the Gemara, no, he knows, he doesn't know if he'll be matzliach. So he said that if he'll find a customer, he's making it l'shem zevach. If he won't find a customer, epet bo ano yidei chayves matz. So he heard, so there was also a kavone l'shem matzah. So according to Rabbe, it's not bad. According to Rabbe, you need a kavone l'shem matzah. That's all what you need. A kavone l'shem zevach is not a kavone apeiselis. Nothing wrong with l'shem zevach. But you have to be mechavon l'shem matzah. So the Gemara, is mechavon l'shem matzah also. He's mechavon l'shem matzah. So memele, so you have that kavone. But according to Rav Yosef, the problem becomes more acute. According to Rav Yosef, that a machshove, a kavone, L'shem, a kavone, l'shem zevach, is a kavone apeiselis. If you're thinking l'shem zevach, so you think you want to make it for something that should be ruy l'yoyim v'layla. You think you want to make it for something that's not ruy l'shiva. So memele, you can't have these both kavones. I mean, it's either, if it's l'shem zevach, it can be l'shem matzah. If it's l'shem matzah, it can be l'shem zevach. Darf me doch sagen, that it's totally what's going to happen. It depends. If I find a customer, I'm doing it l'shem. If I find a customer, I'm doing it l'shem zevach. If I won't find a customer, I'm doing it l'shem matzah. So l'chayr, if that's the case, that's totally in breir already. We pass the name breir. So this kasha, the inigyontev asks the kasha with a shtikal akdomen. He brings from Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega says, if a person who wants to be ma'abed oiris, and it's a Chubas Rabbi Kevega, and he puts the oiris in the sid, and he says, for what purpose I'm being ma'abed the oiris? He says, for what I'll need it. If I'll need it for Sefer Torah, she will move it for Sefer Torah. If I'll need it for tefillin, she will move the tefillin, for mezuzah, for a get. Whatever, I'll need it later, I'm making the ibud now. So Rabbi Kivega doesn't help, because we pass a name breire. So memela, if you have to make it for one thing, so memela, and we don't know what you're making it for, so lechere, it's not good, because we pass an aim breire. So the shaila is, so how can it be good over here? If you're making it for zevach, it's possible. You're making it for zevach, so it's possible l'shem matzah. Kabon l'shem zevach, possible l'shem matzah. So the only way it can work is with breire. So the mele we paskin ain't breire. So above ber, birka shmul, simin yud, mesechtes gitten, says a gewaldike yesod, and he says as follows. Asiye, beli din breire, leke asiye. Masha enkein, bidin kavone, afilu ala sofik, nami havi kavone. Now let's try to understand what Rabbi Ber is saying. Rabbi Ber is saying a gewaldike yesod. There are oifanim when you're making something. Let's think of Rabbi Kivega's case. You're making ibud lishmo. Ibud lishmo is not pshat as I'm making ibud and I'm thinking lishmo. No. Pshat is I'm making ibud lishmo. That's called anasiya. I'm making ibud lishmo. I write a get, it's called anasiya. I'm writing it lishmo. I'm doing something. Now, zok Rabbi Ber, if you're doing something, so we have to know, what are you doing it for? You're making ibud. For what purpose are you making the ibud? I don't know. We'll find out later. The steigdach nicht. If you're doing something, we have to know what you're doing. So you can either do it for this purpose or for this purpose. You don't know, so that means with teilem breire. We always aim breire. So memele, if you don't know, the asidus cannot help to be megale that there was an asiya for this purpose. So you don't have an asiya for, you need an asiya for a purpose. That is by asiya. But by a kavone, it doesn't have to be mevur. A kavone, mashenkin bedin kavone, afil al asofik, nami havi kavone. Asofik is also a teiris kavone. What does that mean? So this means as I, but before we'll bring, before this, I'd like to bring a shtikel raya to Rabbi Ber. Bemisin samachloikis Rabbi Kiveger and the Marsham. Rabbi Kiveger says that, if a person is, when he says, he's up to the Shema Yisrael, the Krishma Shal Kobonus. He doesn't know what's going to happen when it'll be up to Krishma Shal Shachis, by the, after the Birchas Krishma. It matters how long the Kelodin is gonna go. But Al Kaponim, so he doesn't know will it be after Zman Krishma or before Zman Krishma. Zut Rabbi Kivega, Machmana Tnai. What's the Tnai? If later, I won't be Yoitza Mitzvahs Krishma, so I'm a Chavanah to be Yoitza Mitzvahs Krishma. If later, I will be Yaitza Mitzvahs Krishma, so I'm a Chavanah not to be Yaitza Mitzvahs Krishma. So this is a Rabbi Kivega. The Marsham says, you can't do such a thing. That's Breire. Are you Mechavan, or are you not Mechavan? I don't know, we'll see. The vowel, I'm putting this all into the computer. I'm saying, if later I won't be Yaitze, so then I'm Mechavan. If later I will be Yaitze, I'm not Mechavan. So Yechayre, Yetoyle, this and I see this. And the whole Biru will be later. So Yechayre, das frek the Marsham, it's totally in Breire. How can you make such a dreidel? Rabbi Kivega held, it's not totally in Breire. So could be, Rabbi Kivega held, like we mentioned before from Rabbi Ber. By kavon, it doesn't have to be mevura. You're asking me, are you mechaven now to be yaitza mitzvahs krishma? Maybe. I don't know. I'm telling you, if azoi, that means a person can have a sofik kavon. It doesn't have to, if you're making something, it can't be, I don't know. If you're making now, so either you make or you don't make. You can't make and you don't know what you're making. That means that that's the svelte nasiya. It's only called anasiya l'shem tvilin if you're making it l'shem tvilin. If you don't know what you're making, it's a svelte nasiya. That's a trouble. By anasiya, it has to be mevura what you're doing. Or else you're not making anything. Kavonis can be anasofik. That means I'm laning krishma. Do I have kavonis? That matters. If I'll be yotze late, I don't have kavone. That means this kavone, this kavone is, it depends. If I need it, I have kavone. If I won't need it, I don't. So you have the kavone, and by kavone, it doesn't have to be mevura. By kavone, it doesn't have mevura now. I'm stating my opinion, and kavone will, I'm telling you, I'm making a, if I'll need it, I should have it, and if I don't need it, I don't want it. And kavonis, and it doesn't have to be mevura. So lechayre, that's the same thing. Achsach mir what Rabbi Ber says by lachmei toide. This only dini kavonis. That means, do you want it for lachmei toide? If you want, I don't know. Maybe I'll tell you if I have a customer for lachmei toide, then I want it for lachmei toide. If I don't have a customer, then I don't want it for lachmei toide. Al kaponim, and you don't need a commitment, and you don't need a brirus b'shas ma'isa. That means I'm putting everything on the table. I'm telling you, if it'll be like this, then I'll have this kavon. If it won't be, then I don't want the kavon. I'm telling you, lechatchile, it's a sofik. I'm telling you, lechatchile, it's a sofik kavon. I don't know. It depends. And there's no chesoron of a sofik kavone. By a sofik maisa, there's a chesoron. Because it's not called, you're not doing anything. A sofik kavone, you can make such a thing, and that's not totally in breire. Dach sechmir, this is oime kavones rabor ber. Let us see Tosfos. Chale is toide urikikei nozer. Nire leri, Keperish Akuntris, Dri also likes Rashi's Pshat. The Mairi, the whole sugi is speaking about Shloinishchat Aleim Azevach. That's speaking about Shloinishchat Aleim Azevach. Vuloi Hugdishu. It's speaking about only speaking about Kabonis over here. Bishas, the Asiyas, Ha'ise, what was the Shimel for a Matzah Shal Mitzvah, for Lachmei Toide. So Tosis, it has to be speaking about this. The Ihugdishu, typically the Be'inin Matzascha. If it's talking about that, it's Hegdish already, so forget about all these new Cheshchoines. We learned yesterday that there's a din that has to be your Matzah, the Gemrin, the Lechem Lechem. We learn that from Lechem Lechem, so if it's Lachmei Toide, so Lamaise, it fell to Matzascha. As Isaac Tosis. Now, this kash alone is not so posh. It's become, Shitas Rabbi Yossi Aglili is that kochim kalim momen bailim. It's called momen bailim. And as the Gemara Babakame says as follows. Ki omar Rabbi Yossi Aglili Michayim. When is it Momen Bailim? Before Shchita. Before Shchita, it's called Momen Bailim. It's called Momen Bailim. Avala Acha Shchita. Afilo Rabbi Yossi Aglili Moide Dechi Kozochi Mishulchan Gavoye Kozochi. As I found a Gemara Babakame in Kedushin. That the whole Rabbi Yossi Aglili that holds this Momen Bailim is Dafke Michaim, Avala Acha Shchita now. Now, in that what the Gemara says, La Acha Shchita, it's not called Momen Bailim. We say Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu. There's a machloikas Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi says that the Chelik Habailim is also not Momen Bailim. Yosef Glili is speaking about Side the Chelik Kahanim, Side the Chelik Habailim. After Shchita, it's Ois Momen Bailim. Shchita Sa Tosfos and Babakama is the Chelik Habailim. La'acha shchita is momen bailim. That means the chelik kahanim is not momen bailim, but the chelik bailim is momen bailim. So now we have to understand. So what's Tosfos' first kasha? Tosfos says we can't say it is speaking about We can't say that speaking about that he was magdish, that he was magdish to lachmei toide, because he was magdish to lachmei toide, so then there's an, boshtib chsoron, felta matzaschem. That's Taisus kasha. So, who says a felta matzaschem? Taisus lashit tosai. That according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that holds kochem kalim mom and bailim, so the chelak ha-bailim afula after shchit is considered mom and bailim. So what's the problem? So it's called matzaschem. What the bailim eats is called matzaschem because it's mom and bailim afula after shchit. The chelak ha-kahanim is mishulchan gavoya kazochu, but the chelak ha-bailim is mom and bailim. The Chazanish want to answer on this kasha, but our Gemara Kolchach is not going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because the Gemara is the kasha typically, Atzlechem oini lechem she'etzochli is nechel banizmos, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Gemara doesn't go according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Kachem Kalam is not Momen Bailim. That's a supposed to Teretz, because there's two Rabbi Yossi Aglili. There's one Rabbi Yossi Aglili that holds that you need matzah that's nechel baninis, and there's Rabbi Yossi Aglili that holds kachem kalim is mom and bailim. The Tana over here, doesn't have to belong to the party completely. He doesn't hold on Rabbi Yossi Aglili legabe the din of mom and bailim, and he holds like he does not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili legabi, there has to be nechel baninis. He does hold that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's called mom and bailim. But al-kaponim, that's how they want to fa'em from shat and taisvis. Taisvis means to say that it's going not according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So it's not going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Mamela, if it's talking about it was hukdish, but he felt to him at sas. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Oy de kamalim ke bishuk yaitzim behem mashme de bloy hukdishu mayri. We hear at the end of the Gemara that lim ke bishuk sa kocher is rasach de bloy hukdishu mayri. Because if it's hukdishu, how can you bechlau sell it? How can you sell it? So here, we also have the same problem. Taisa says a merube, if you hold kochim kalim mom and bailim, you can sell a kolbman also. It's mom and bailim, you can sell it. So, what's the raya that's lehugdishu? Could be it's hugdishu, and he sold it. If it's mom and bailim. So, one of the two. Either, again, we'll say, like we said before, that the whole Gemara is not going to leave with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Or here, perhaps, we can say another Teretz. There's a very Yisoidistic Iktsois in Simen Tavov Sif Aleph that says as follows. That Filu, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that you can sell a kolben, he says, there's two chalokim in a kolben. There's the ritzui of the kolben, and then there's the gashmistike benefits of the kolben, the schus achila, whatever the kachim kalim, whatever the bailim can eat, the schus achila. Zuktek tzois amoyre de kevot. Avil according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can, if a person is magdish a kolben and he sells it, so yen has the schus achila. But the ritzu, you can't sell a ritzu. The ritzu is only to the magdish. If you hold kachim kalim, mom and bailim, that's in the schuse achile that a bailim has, that he can sell. But the ritzu of the kolben, the ritzu is totally in the magdish. Whoever's magdish it, he gets the ritzu of the kolben. So, besides, atosis is very geschmack. So if a person is made it to sell, speaking of his magdish it, so Vusvara Meshugan is going to buy it. If Yenna wants to buy it, but somebody wants the ritzi of the kolben. So if it's speaking about before Hegdish, it's very good. So he just made the Isa with an intent that this should be for Lachmeitoid. Nothing concrete was done. There's no Hegdish yet. So in the middle of that, you can sell. But if it's speaking about it was magdish it already, so how can you sell it already? That means just to sell it for the Schusi Achila, it's not Mistav. If Yenna wants to buy Lachmei Toidim, somebody wants the Ritzi of Lachmei Toidim. The Ritzi Yenna won't get since he wasn't Magdash. V'achi Pirush. So if it's speaking about that he was not Magdash, so what's Pshat in all these drashes? is matza mishtameres l'shem matze, yotzuzushim mishtameres l'shem zevach she'akdishenu. That means when he'll be magdashit, so he has an intent to magdashit, so it's mishtamer l'shem zevach. V'chein she'necholim eloyim echot, akro, to shmartem somer. The binishitainish meres l'shem shiva. Also the same thing. That it has to be shomo l'shem shiva. V'had the part v'teipig l'shem necholim baninis, v'shein necholim v'chol mashah, v'sochi perusha, she'ein nase lechel, it wasn't made to be eaten b'chol meishvei seichem, v'lechel baninis. So memele, so that all the Gemara's kashas are not that these are actual cheschoinis in the Isa, because the Isa is the vial, it's not Kodesh, there's no halach in it whatsoever. But al kaponim, the shimur is for something that is not nechel baninis, it's not nechel kol shiva, it's not nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. So I'm back to my first kasha. So you have another chesaron. So let's go back to my first kasha. If we say that all the tnoim of that when he makes the isa, the shimer has to be that it should have all the halachas that a matzah shel mitzvah needs. Therefore, if I'm making it, it should not be nechel b'chol ma'ishoves. There's a chesaron. So forget it. So there's a new chesaron. I'm not making it that it should be matzaschem, because I have an intent that it should become eventually a korban. It will become a korban. It won't be matzaschem. So memele. So why doesn't the Gemara speak about this chesaron? The Gemara asks, why do you need the chesaron of ri l'shiva? Typically, als vayishvei seichem benoy v'givin. Typically, als aninis yalta kavikive. About Kapon, in fact, Taisus, why did the Gemara say Tepik Lei that he did not make it for a matzah that should be Shalai? And for Taisus, Kibin Leikosa Behedye Psul de Matzaschem Leishayach Lemifrechochi. Since the Psul of Matzaschem is not written Behedye, so you can't ask such a kasha. Now what is Pshat and Taisus Teretz? His Dachsim in Pshat and Taisus Teretz is as follows. The Pasuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzai. So what is the Pasuk telling us? You should have a shimur. The shimur from chimut should be for a matzah shal mitzvah. Now, a matzah shal mitzvah means a matzah that's nechel b'chol meishoves, a matzah that's nechel shivas yomim, a matzah that's nechel baninis. That is the description of a matzah shal mitzvah, because all these halachas, the Torah was mefaret that a matzah shal mitzvah needs. So if I need a shimur for a matzah shal mitzvah, it needs all these halachas which the Torah wrote behedya. The din matzaschem is not, the Torah didn't write behedya, it has to be shalom from a gzeira shavu. So even though la halacha, you need a matzah shalom, there's no, but sefeltnet in shame matzah. That means you have to make a shema for a matzah. So all the tenoyim that the Torah says are intricate chelik of a matzah. The Torah says, what is a matzah? So the Torah says, a matzah is a dover that's nechel l'shiva, a dover that's nechel baninis, a dover that's nechel l'chomesh b'seichem. So this falls into the shame matzah, and you have to make it for this, for a matzah. Since the Torah said, behedye, that a matzah shal mitzvah needs these things, so you have to have a shema for these things. This falls into the category of a shem matzah. It's not called a matzah shal mitzvah without it. Ma she'ein kein, and the other halachas, if it doesn't say beferish, so it's a halacha, you need it. But this does not, it's not megareya, if you don't have it, it's a felt and shem matzah. A matzah is it, but there's, we learn that from Gzeir Shova that you need matzah schem. But, so, since if felt it in shem matzah, so memele, so it wasn't this rabbi, shmaltem es a matzah, so you have to be mishamrit l'shem matzah. The din of l'shem matzah is only on the inyonim hamefuroshim, bekro. This becomes a part of the Shei Matzah. The Dvorim which the Torah did might behead you, so it's halachish, you need it, but it doesn't, not nichlal in the Shei Matzah, and therefore, it is not necessary to make a shimur for this. Zutais is weiter. Zais emeres, chalais toide rekike noze. Perish akunteris, that geloi osei kerab shimen. This, that means, it doesn't go according to Rab Shimon. The Omer Per Kama de Megillah. Lekovu elo psochim v'choyveis ha-kavu elem zman. Avo sha'ein kavu elem zman loy. V'cheperu shay mashme rashi v'histois. That means, according to Rab Shimon, that you only makrev choyveis she'kavu elem zman. T'midim, v'sofim, and psochim. But chayvish and kavulam lamzman, which also includes chalis toider kike nozer, like they weren't makriv and neiv given. So meila, it's not going according to Rav Shem. Uche perushay mashme beperik basra dizvach. The sign Yehosam, the Brayse says like this: Kol hanider v'nidiv. This is a memra of Ramei. Everything which is nider v'nidiv korev beboma. V'shein nidav v'nidav divrei Ramei. V'chachomim oimrim, and the Gemara says klar there that nidav v'nidav includes the kikei nozer. Minches and kikei nozer. As I said the Gemara, that falls into the category of nidav v'nidav. V'chachomim oimrim loikovu elo oilois ushlomim. What's Ella Oilus Ushlomim? Not Rikikei Nozer. So the Chachamim Acholik on Rameya. Bulvat. Rab Shimon Oime Af Tzibur Loikrivu Ella Choyvis HaKavurim Lam Zman. So if Rab Shimon says Af, so Vaistois, whatever the Chachamim said, he's Moide. Just like the Chachamim said, only Oilus Ushlomim they were Makir, but Chalais Toide and Rikikei Nozer they weren't Makir V'noi V'Giva. So he's Moisef. Af and the Chayv is good for that. The Chayv is good for him. Mashmet the Moide Rab Shimon Lachachomim the Loikovu Minche Naziris Bebome. Period. That's like the way Rashi said, not like Rab Shimon. The Koshe the Pekama the Megillah Tanan Ein Bein Bome Gdoila La Bome Ktane Ela Pesach. A Bome Gdoila, that was the Mizbech and the Choshes, that was Benoiv. They were makriv korban Pesach. The bomiktane, they weren't makriv Pesach. Ze haklal. Kol shen nidav v'nidav, korev bebome. Something that was nidav v'nidav, so that's an adove, so that was korev bebome ktane. So what is the Mishnah saying so far? So the Mishnah is saying like this. Psochim, which is a korban choyve, was only nikrav bebome gdoile. And nidav and nidav was nikra bebom mektana. For oma bigmore, moni, Rab Shimon hi. In kain la Rab Shimon, korben minche bebom, so korben minche is ja bebom, de nidav and nidav hu. Und es iris nami korben di day bebom. How do I know that this is all called nidav and nidav? Da rameya. Tiktoni Bahai Lishna Rameya said this Losh and Kol Shanidav Venidiv. Kol Shanidav Venidiv Kol Beboma. Visova Rikike Nozer Ike Beboma. Damahosa my time with Rameya. Omer Kol Eisasen. Kol Shanoichi Anachno Oisim. Omelam Moishe Kielisun Laoritz. Yashrus Akrivu. Yosha Beinechem that you should be makif. Choyves Loy Akrivu. Uminche Niziris Yashrus Nino. That's called Yosha Beino. The Naziris Gufay, neither the Nidav. The Etzem Naziris is called, he was Menadavit. He didn't have to become a Nozir. Ah, for Gav, the Kolbon is Choyve, even though after he is a Nozir. The Kolbon is a Kolbon Choyve, but since the Yisod is, the Yisod of Kabbalah's Naziris is a Nidove, or a Nedar, Nedar on Nidove, Ishki Yidor Nedar Nozir Hashem. So Memele, so Naziris falls into Nidav and Nidav. That's what the Rabbanan holds. But Kaponim Rab Shimon holds that nidav and nidav you makre by a bomiktane, and nidav and nidav lechayre includes also chalish toydor kikenoset. So lechayre, it's not like Rashi that said, it's not like Rab Shimon. Nir leri, no. Rashi's right. Tochi pirushin masnis na megillah. Dein chilek bein bomikdoyle le bomiktame ela psoch. Se haklal kol hanidav and nidav hakorev be bomikdoyle. Every nidr and nidr which you are makri b'bom agdela. It's not all nidr and nidr, that's the oilo and shlomim, like the chomimol. Kol b'bom agtanim, chol she nidr nidr. Lo inochis el lefosh ma she shov agdela l'ktan, abo yesh nidr nidr k'may mincha nazir she'en kreivim loy b'zu v'loy b'zu. It means kol a nidr and nidr which you are makri, which is oilo shlomim, that you're makri b'bom agtan also. Necholim b'noy v'givayim. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, "Take life of Mechol Meishvei." Say, "Remember the Gemara?" No, because it's Nechol Benoy VeGivan. Hikshe Rabbeinu Nisim, Amkein Heichem Memayit Bikurim. The Gemara before Rabbi Kiva was Memayit Bikurim in Mechol Meishoves. For Bikurim, Aver Choyva Kavu Lem Zman. Bikurim is a Choyva Kavu Lem Zman. Bizman Simcha Demiatzeres Adachag Mevi VeKoyreim. Im kein kreivim benoi vegivoim, kamoi psochim shoy kreivim lekul almem. Frag so, how could Rabbi Kiva say? How could Rabbi Kiva say that what? That not yaitze with matzah shall be kurim? Because it is not nechel b'chol meishoveis. Benoi vegivoim, it is nechel b'chol meishoveis. Really, we had a Taisus before, Taisus for this Kasha, the Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Shaloi Bizman Noi Vekiva. That's what Taisus answered before. The Marshon, the Maram speak about it, why Rav Nissen Goyen did not like this Teretz. Well, Kaponim, that's the Taisus, the Rav Nissen Goyen's Kasha. V'yesh loimal, the Bikurim, hoyil v'yesh lam zman godul kol kach lechoshev zman kavua. So, Chayr Taisus means to say like this. The Gemara learns out, how do you know that a kavua lam zman it was nikrav ben noive given, so the Gemara learns out from psochim. They were makrav psochim, so everything dumya de psochim. So it has to be dumya de psochim. Psochim, the kvul lamzman means, there's one day to be makrav it. Such a long period, me'atzeres ad achag, that's not called kvul lamzman. That's a quarter of a year already. That's not called, so that's the dumya de psochim. Rashi mefarsh the Mishumach Yave Bikurim Choyve Shein Lam Zman Kavua Kiven Shim Ein Loy Peres Lo Yave Bikurim. Rashi says a very long shavot. Kavua Lam Zman means that the Zman is the Machayev. That means Kavua Lam Zman Pesach. So the Zman is Machayev to being a Korban Pesach. To meet them Masafim. The Zman is a Machayev. Bikurim is not pshat, is that the Zman is Machayev. The Machayev is, if I own Bikurim, I have to bring Bikurim. There's a Tanai, but the Schiev of owning Bikurim is only applicable in a certain Zman. But not that the Zman is Machayev. The Zman is Magbel, your Chiev al Tzbailim. But that is not considered Kavua Lam Zman.